We are on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis by the last Mishnah on the Yomid. Lo yoichal imay min ha'evush shalifnei ha'pa'alim lo yase imay ba'umen divrei rameya v'chacham imayim rim oise v'hu berochek mimenu. Let us see the Ran. The Ran is before. Ba'umen lo yoichal imay min ha'evush shal pa'alim. This is a large receptacle that is put in front of the pa'alim. Shemitoich shehem ha'melim, since they're working hard, oichlim halbe. Va'oivsin oisam kebehemis. So they eat like behemis. So therefore it's put in, to others say, the avis of a behemis put in. It's a large receptacle. Mishimachi nikra avis. That's why it's called avis. Im echad mehem oichel ma'at, if one of the poyalim will eat less, nimse mahane es chaveiroi. Sees mahane him. We had yesterday the Loshna Vran, the Ran says, choshi sheme yimshech yodim elechel lekovit chaveiroi. Mestomad, that's the same chash over here. They'll eat less. Not because he has a stomach ache, no, he'll eat less lachayre because he wants to be mahana chaver. Nimse mahana chaver. Fishena pe'alim marzirin min ha'evis shalem labalabayis. By the avis that is given to the pa'alim, the balabos never gets anything back in return. Whatever is there is eaten up. Now it says further in the Mishneh, "V'lo yasa imay ba'umen divrei rameya shuras hakerem." Seems they're plowing by the furrows of the kerem. Mishemachi lo yasa imay. So therefore, he should not work together with him in the same furrow. Shekshu. If he'll first start digging, mahaneyu, so he's being mahane the muda, the kamalpi lo la'are, he's making the earth softer, vafilu rochek mimenu osar ameya, begoza rochek mishum korev kedeise bigmor. So it means even if he's working, Berochik, Rameya was Geiza, even though Rochik is not being Mahanim at all. Chachamim Oise v'hu Berochik. Men of Chachamim were not Geiza, Rochik at the Kor. Bekorev loy Pligi, the Osa. Korev is Icha Osa, ki Pligi Berochik. Amei Yosava Gazrinen Rochek Mishem Kori, the Kamar Pilo La'are Kamei, is making the earth softer, the Rabbonen Savri Loi Gazrin. Let us see the Ram. The Korev Kulalme Loi Pligi Da'osar, the Mahani Loi Lechavre, the Marpi Are Kamei, Shechefe Samach Loi, and Allah tzorich lachper bekoyach godu. Ki pligi berochek tekiven shurochek mimenu leimalpi lei la'ara. It would seem it is speaking about that, I mean, he's a poyel, he's working for someone. It would seem als that what he's obligated to the person who hired him, he doesn't have to do this. I mean, l'chayre, if the balabos will tell him that he should work on this umen, should work on this furrow, on this row, so I'm doing this for the balabos. So why isn't this called the melemisan? I mean, I'm hired. He tells me to work over here, so I'm working over here. So now it comes out. L'chayre, it would seem that we're speaking about that he could work wherever he wants, and he was boicher to work right in front of him to help him to be mahane. And l'chayre, that then we can understand why it should be also. I think the Birchas Avraham Mutzitzich over here, why, I mean, if he's working for someone else, why is this called, he's being Mahani, why isn't this called Memela Mesani? We have to know, Claude, the Tzim, it's Ashad, no one explains it. Let us see the next Mishnah. Hamuda Hanomi Chaveiroi, Lifnei Shabiz. If someone is Muda Hanomi Chaveiroi, before Shabiz, so before Shviyas, the Peiris belong to the Baal HaSodah, and the Mudah is not permitted to have any Hanor from the Madah. So there's two Alochas. Alocha number one, Eini Yairid L'Soich Sodei. He's not allowed to enter the field if he's Mudah Hanor. So Drisus HaRegel is also, she's not allowed to enter the field. And number two, Veina Eichel Min HaNoiteis. And if, let's say, there are fruits growing on a tree that is Noite Chutz Min HaSode, that means he doesn't have to enter the field in order to eat from the fruit, but he's not allowed to eat from the fruits either. He's Mudah Hanor. Ubi Shviyis. Now, what is, if he made the neder in Shviyas? So, Eina Yoyred L'Soich Sadeyu. So, again, he's not permitted to enter the field. Avoloichel Hu Min Hanoites. But then he can eat from the Noites, because the Peiris Shviyas are Hefker. So, I'm not having Hano from you. You're not being Mahanami. That is if he was Mudah Hano. Noda heimenu machol lifnei shviyis. What if the neder was not mudah hano? Was noda heimenu machol lifnei shviyis? Is yered l'soich sadeyu? He's permitted to go into the field because drisus haregel is mutter by mudah hano as machol. Ve'ein eichel min haperes, but he's not allowed to eat the peres. U'bishviyis yered v'eichel. In shviyis is yered v'eichel because there's nothing wrong. This is a regal is mutter, and the pages are also not yours. I'm not having a no from you. Let us see the Ran. Lo yered l'soich sadeyu shel mada, the mutter also afil b'dris is a regal, k'dis nan leel. It's also b'dris is a regal. Ve'ein eichel min ha-noitais, min ha-peiris ha-noitais al ha-derech samuch l'sode, because he's mudah hano, ubishviyis lo yered l'soich sadeyu, ubishviyis noda lo yered, ubigmore meforish lo. Now, I think, in order for us to understand the, why bishviyis, it's also leyred b'soich sadeyu, I think we should first learn the last gemora on Bachman Beis Amid Beis, then we'll understand the Ran a little better, I think, because he mentions this Gemara, so we'll know what he's speaking about. Ubishviyis eina yeyreid l'seich sadeyu. Frek de Gemara amir de kekashe. Maishno de oichu min ha-noites. He's allowed to eat from the noites. De peire de efkeire ino. Because shviyis, the peire sa hefke, so it's not called I'm having hano from you. So the kalke is also hefker. That means when the Torah was mafker, the peiris of the peiris that grow in Shviyas, the Torah gave rishus for everyone to come into the field to eat the peiris. So everyone is a schus trises haregel. So it's not your field. It's not your field. That means the Torah was mafke the kalke if you want to come in to eat the peiris. So the Gemara asks, the maishna do'ichu minoitis the peiri, the hefkeire inon, arenami afkiro. Let us see the Ran. Arenami rachmon afkire, kloima lulkitis a peiris. V'loma lo yered l'soicho lilkoi peiris. Why can he come in to eat the peiris? Omar Ule, so Ule said, Boindin Ilones Alagvula. we're speaking about that the peiros he wants to eat, the ilonis are on the boundary. So memeila, he does not have to go in to eat the peiros. He can stand ala derech and pick the peiros, pluck the peiros from there. So memeila, so therefore he's not permitted to go in. Rab Shimon ben Eliyoka mama gzeire shema yishe ba'amide. Let us see there. Oma ula bo'indin ilonis al ha'gvule. Ein ochanam. Dililkait ilonis shebem tzasod mutaleirid l'seicha. He's permitted to enter the field. He wants to eat the peiros which are in the middle of the field. Avililkait ilonis sheoindim al ha'gvulem loy. The only reason and the only time the Torah was mafke is if you have to go through the kalk in order to get to the peiros. Hilkach kiven shilonus halolu yochel lilkait oisam without entering the field lo yeret. So there, he's not allowed to go in. So he's mudar anomi chaveri. The peiros is allowed to take. He's not allowed to enter the field. Rab Shimon ben Eliyakim ay megzeira shema yishe ba'amide. Mishem hochi. No, even though the peiros are in the middle, are growing in the middle of the field, he's not permitted to enter the field. Because maybe if he goes in, so halachically, his right in this field is to pick the peiros and to go out right away. And that is permissible, but since he's mudar ano, we're afraid he might come in there, then he'll start schmoozing with someone. So therefore, shema yishe bamid, mishemoch yafilu lalaket ilone shemem tzasada layere lusaychem. The nehei dimidin neshari, mikaradin is permitted, the ara rachmona afkerei. The Torah was mafka the kalka mishum gzeira also. Avol gav dohoche gazrinen shema yishe bamide. Even though here we are goyse shema yishe bamide la'el gabi chayle le'gozah shmul ala shema yishe b'yishive. Avol bamide le'gozah. That's why you're allowed to be mevakroi oimit. A yeshiva, he was geyser. The im came because if he would have been geyser, litzer levake filoimet. So the answer is also mind the time mishim dekimen the derech mevake leishay. Va'ata matzriche lamid islay hekere v'loyishe ba'mide. That means by a mide, there's no chash that he might be shoye, because if you're normally shoye, you sit down, and since he's only permitted to stand, so he'll remember that he's only here for the mitzvah of bikur, and as soon as he's through with the mitzvah, he'll leave. But here, by standing, there's no hekker. So here, the zegzeire shema yisha. Zakte Gemara. Rav Ushmul da Umri Tabayu. Nechosim Eilu Alecha. Lifne Shviyis. Eine Yared Lesech Sadayu. Eine Euchel Min Hanoites. Af Alpi Shehigia Shviyis. Bim Bishviyis Noda. Ein yoyred l'seich sadeyu, avol oichel min hanoytis. Now, Rav Shmuel learned pshat na mishne as follows. Let's just look at the lashon of the mishne. Hamuder ano michaveru lifnei shviyis. If the neder was made before shviyis, ein yoyred l'seich sadeyu, she's not permitted to go into the field, ve'ein oichel min hanoytis, because his mother hano. Ubishviyas means if he made the nether in Shviyas. So the Reisha is speaking about that as long as the nether was made before Shviyas, Afilu it became shvius. And since when he asked the peiris were his to asa, so memela the issa remains afilu b'shvius. U'b'shvius, but what is if he made the nether in shvius? Is oichel humina neitis, because b'shvius he can't asa the peiris, they're not his peiris. But if he made the nether before Shvius, so those peiris are also afilu b'shvius. That is how Rav Shmuel learned pshat in the Mishnah. Rav Shmuel domri tavayu, nechosim elu olecho, is if this nether was said lifnei Shvius, it was made lifnei Shvius, and yoyr l'sech sadeyu, vein oichel min hanoitis, afo pishe giyah b'shvius, even though it became Shvius, the nether that was chal on the peiris, lifnei Shvius, remains even though it became now hefka. V'im b'shvius noda, what is if he made the nether after Shvius, so then the peiris b'chlal don't belong to him, ein yoyred l'seich sadeyu, avol oichol minatayt, noitis. That is what Rav Shmuel holds. V'rabi yoychenem v'reish lokish to omri tervayu, nichsi olecho lifnei shviyis, ein yoyred l'seich sadeyu, ve'ein oichol min ha-noitis, that is the reisha, higiyah shviyis, but if it became shviyis, ein yoyred l'seich sadeyu, avol oichol hu es ha-noitis. So according to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, u'bishviyis means that it became, we're talking about one nether, only he made one nether before Shvius, and the nether before Shvius asad the peiris, but as soon as it becomes Shvius, oichel hu min ha-noitis, now he's permitted to eat from the night. So we have here a machloikis of Pipashtis, we have a machloikis, Rav Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. If a person made a nether, he asked his peiris on someone else. Bishas, when he asked, it was his. Does this issa remain in Shviyas also, when it's not his anymore, to ask on someone else? Or do I say that the issa is only chal kolzman? It's his. I can ask him, I think. The issa cannot extend into shviyis because shviyis it's not mine anymore. So the Gemara wanted to say, leime boho kemiflugi. The Rav Ushmuel Sovri Odom Oyser Dovo Shebir Shusoy. A person can make an iser on something that Bishas is making the iser is his. Afilu l'chshiyetze mirshusay. And that iser is chal, even though it's not his anymore. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Savri, ein odam oiser dover shebishusay l'chshiyetze mirshusay. That is the machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish and Rav Shmuel. There's a ha'ore from the Ayelus HaShacha. Yes, I'm heard the kekasha. By Shvius, by Peiris HaIlon, what do we determine is considered Peiris Shvius, and what is considered Peiris Shishis? So the criteria is when the Chanota was. If the Chanota was in Shishis, so it's Peiris Shishis. Chanota was in Shvius, so it's Peiris Shvius. So he says he doesn't understand what's flying here. We have here, zum Beispiel, according to Rav Shmuel, since he asked it when it was Bershusoy, so even though it became Shvius, and it's Yotzos Bershusoy,
So it's still also, that's a chiddush, that a person can answer something, when b'shas, this is b'shusoy, can answer afilo yaitzei m'shusoy. So he doesn't understand. He said, if the chanota was b'shishes, and that's when he answered it, so it's peiris shishes. So these peiris are his and shviyas also. So everyone is made. It never was yotzes m'shusoy. These are peiris shishes. If there was no chanot in shishis, so he didn't answer in shishis, so there's not peiris yet. So they just came in shviyas, so it doesn't become asr in shviyas. It wasn't, when he made the iser, it was a leib aloylam. L'chayre. Unless we'll say that before Chanot it's not considered Leibo Loilam. If we will assume that, then perhaps it wouldn't be too bad. We're speaking about that the Chanot was B'Shviyas, but before, if we will assume that before Chanot it's not considered Leibo Loilam, then perhaps it would be good. So he asked the Peiris and Shishis, which was then his, but then it's Yotza B'Shviyas, and then the Chanot is in B'Shviyas. But you have to know if before Chanot it's not considered like Beloilam. But that's his Ha'ore. Now let us see the Ram. Zuk the Ram. Ba'af al gab shehigi yeshviyis. That the Kosovri Rav Shmuel, the af al gab, the kulu peire dev keire ino. Rav Shmuel holds, even though the peiris are hefke, afilo hochi. Kivin shebisho shehidiru hoyu shaloi. Since when he made the neder, it was his. Chayil isure, so the iser is chal, afilo bishviyis sheyotzu mirshusay. So the iser is chal. The iser remains, even bishviyis, even though it's not his anymore. Umas nisen trei diniktoni. Our Mishnah is telling us two halachas. Rei shashminon, the kivin shehi diroi lifnei shviyas, since the nether was made lifnei shviyas, and bishas the nether was made, the peiris were his, chayil nidrei, so the nether is chal, afilu kimot shviyas, afilu it became shviyas already, and it's yotzas meshusay. But the nether is chal already, since the nether was chal when it was b'shus, so it's v'leyotzes b'shus. The seif is telling us, the im b'shviyis nodam. But if the whole nether was made b'shviyis, mehei v'loy chayon nidrei legabi peiri, even though the nether is not chal legabi peiri, nefkeireninu, Legabi Ava Miachayil. So the Seif is also telling us a chiddush that the nether answers the mudr to enter the karke. The Gemara Named Beis, we learned before the Gemara Named Beis. The Gemara asked the kasha lechayir, the karke is also hefker. And then we had two terutzim in the Gemara. But Al Kaponim, so according to Rav Shmuel, side the Reish of the Mishnah, inside the Seif of the Mishnah are telling us Meridika Chidush. The Reish of the Mishnah is telling us that if he made a nether before Shviyas, so the nether remains on the Peiris Afilu B'Shviyas. And that the Gemara says that Rav Shmuel holds Odom Oisa Dover Shebershusay Afilu Lechsheyetzay Mershusay. The Rav Yochanan, let's see further thereon. The Rav Yochanan the Rish Lakish Omri Tovayu. Avol Oichel Min Hanaitis Vulei Mitzah Bohu Mishum Nidra De Mekameshvi. Rabbi Yechner Rish Lakish learned that Uba Shviyas is speaking about the first neder, not that he made a new neder in Shviyas. Hamud anami chaveiro lifnei Shviyas, einei oichel min hanoites, because he asked the peiris. Uba Shviyas, but when it comes Shviyas, so these peiris, which were also till Shviyas is oichel min anoites, because the nether becomes nifka as soon as the peiris ayotza mershusoy. So the Gemara says, leime baha kemiflagi. So the machloikis, Rav Shmuel and Rav Yechner Shlokish, is as follows. The Rav Shmuel Savri Odom Oyser Dovor Shebershusai Afugulich Sheyetzai Mershusai. Rav Yechner Shlokish Savri Ein Odom Oyser. That is the machloikis. That's what the Gemara wants to say. That is the machloikis, Rav Shmuel and Rav Yechner. Now, I'd just like to say over the Maskonus HaGemara will be that everyone holds this, that Odom Oyser Dovo Shebushusa Afiluch Sheyetze Mershusa, and the Gemara, that's the whole Maskonus. This is a Dovo Muskim. So, the Yelis HaShach is Moira, we just have to understand Pshat. The Shach says that this only works, that means, if he would say, before Shviyas, I'm asking these peiris on Shviyas. That means that when the Tom Shviyas, I want these peiris to become also, so then it will not be chal, because you're asking the peiris when it's not in your reshus anymore. This whole longest that it works is davke im oisa, als man kishezeh bershusoy. That means I'm making an Israel now. V'holo, it's the Israel should be chal now before Shviyas, and the Israel should be nimshach in Shviyas. The oz nimshach. So we have to understand how does this work? Because since it was chal before Shviyas, so it's nimshach. So, Ian, he mayne yochel lesser al acher sheyetzo meshusa grede. So we saying you can't answer it, and you can't answer the perishvies because perishvies are not yours. Eich yochel lesser al acher sheloye sheloye afilu shischa lisek shezeh oye meshusa. So he doesn't understand it. So if we also don't understand it, we should know we're in good company. It's a very difficult concept to understand. Emerson, the Birchas Avraham wants to say a beautiful pshat, but it's not like the Shach. The Birchas Avraham says that as follows. Let's say that Shviyas is Avkata de Malkin. That means, let's like understand it that way, that when Shviyas comes, it becomes Ois Mine. Now what will be, just to appreciate this, that means what will be if it's Erev Shviyas, and then Shviyas won't come, the bias became Chorev, or there are other factors that made that there's no Shviyas now. So it's still mine. That means Shviyas is an Afkata de Malke, that means that the Vail, it's mine, Loilam Vod. When Shviyas comes, so then Shviyas takes it away from me. If Shviyas comes, if Shviyas doesn't come, so it's never taken away. So the taking away is a davar mechudish. That means when Shviyas comes, it's taken away. The Melech takes it away. But let us say now with Shishis. So now the Peiris, Kozman Shviyas doesn't come. These Peiris are mine. Leilam Vod. It will be taken away, then it will be taken away. Basherusham, the payers are now mine. They're mine now, they're mine next year. So if it's mine, now it's mine for next year also, so I can put an Issa on it. Later, so I put an Issa, this was chal. Later, they took away my bailis, the melech took away my bailis. Fine, so my bailis goes away, but the Issa, when I made the Issa, it was still mine. It's a beautiful svara that he says. But according to the svara, so then, afilo I asked it now, ashnasa shvis, it should also be also. Because when I made the Issa, there wasn't Afkata the Malki yet. Bishas, when I made the Issa, so it was my, these were my Peiris. The Shvius is a Dover that becomes Nishchadish Bishaita. When the Shvius comes, if there's still a Shvius, then it's taken away from me. That's what he says, Pshat. So according to him, it should work afilu, I did not asap in Shishis. I just asked for Shvius. It should also be also. And the Shach says, clone, not like that. The Shach says that it is only also b'Shvius if I made this on Shishis also. Davke im oiser als man kshezeh birshusay vaholo. The oz nimshach. That's how he brings a shach. So then you have to understand. So you don't say this svara. I can't ask for shviyas now. But if I ask for shishis, so it works for shviyas also. So we have to understand, well, how this works. But there's such a concept. And we'll see the Maskonis and Gemara, that everyone knows of this concept. Zokteran. Nigali the Hochi Perusha Dishmait. Because Alke Daiten Hashte, the Rav Ushmul, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Kulu a Perusha de Masnisen Kaimen. They're all same pshat in the Mishnah. Rav Shmuel Meforshelo Kedefrishes. They say pshat in the Mishnah the way we said pshat. That means that if the nether was made before Shvius, the Peiris are always also. The nether was made in Shvius, the Peiris never became also. So that is, Ubishvius means a new case. This is a new bove. If the nether was made in Shvius. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Meforish Lo Dechodektoni. It's one case, one nether, and one case. V'kuluk sheidiru lifnei shviyis. The Mishnah is speaking about that he made the nether before shviyis. V'koma the nether zeh, this nether that he asked hanofim him shnei dinim yesh lo. It has two dinim. The lifnei shviyis before shviyis chayel nidra legamri. Sheini yored is not permitted. He's not even hanofim him. So sheini yored veini yoichel. Avol shigiyah shviyis. Ubishviyis means kasher higiyah shviyis. Is huta miktosai. So then a chelik of the nether becomes mutum. The nehei deni yoirid besoich sodeyu. Mishim dara kati b'shusa kaime. Kedefrish is time alakama. The Gemara's explain later why we don't say that the Oros became hefke. In Shvi, that's the Gemara's kasha later. No, we say nahara b'shusa kaime. Filohochi peiri shori. But the peiri is not mutum. Da bishvius nafki meshusai. Va'aval pisha hi diroi. Bishash shohoya bishusai. Even though when he made the nether, the peiris were bishusai. Va'hainu lifnei shvius. Sovri rabbi yechne bishlokis. And odom oiso dovor she bishusai. L'chse yeitzei bishusai. Unahei. So that's the whole Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about one nether. The Reish of the Mishnah is speaking about before Shviyas. Ubi Shviyas means, but kasher higiya Shviyas is oichel min anoytus. Unahei de Reish lo yashmin en midi. Now, so according to Rav Yechner Reish Lokish, the Reish isn't telling us anything. Amud arno mechaveir lifnei Shviyas. So my mother is not allowed to enter the kalka. Yes, she can. First, I said, my mother and daughter, this is a regular sauce. He's not allowed to eat his parents. First, I said, because his mother and no. So the Reish is not telling us anything. So the safe is telling us a Chiddush. Ubishvi is, the nether becomes Nifka. And the hei the Reish, lay ashmin emidi, the kshita, the lifnei shvi is, eina yoyred, veina yoyfu. Svirulu, the knockout reisha, mishum seife. He had to tell us the whole story. Forget he wants to tell us the whole chiddush. That the net, even though the nether was chal already, on the peiris, afal pike, when it becomes shviyas, it becomes nifke. The אף על פי שהדירוי לפני שביעית, שוי פרס בשוסוי, אין איסורי חלה אחר שיוצא משוסוי, והיינו בשביעית. ומשם הוכי, אבי סוליק הביתה, זה לגמור אל, רבי יוחנן וריש לקיש סוברי, דין עוד המויסה דובר שבשוסוי, לכשייצא משוסוי, אפילו היכד דאמה נחוסים אלו. Now, we have to understand, let us again see the Lashon of Rav Shmuel and the Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rav Shmuel da Omri Tavayu, Nechosim Eilu Olecha. Now, Nechosim Eilu Olecha, we have here a Lomdash Shaila. Can one create an Israel now that'll be Nimshach even though it's Yotza Meshusa? That's a Shaila. That's a Lomdish Shaila. Now, when a person says Nechosim Eilu, that's the only Shaila. That means I'm answering these Nechosim, period. I didn't say as man. I didn't say that the Nechosim should be also only when it's mine. I said Nechosim Eilu Asur Malecha. So I asked these Nechosim, period. So Rabbi Shmuel says that the Yasid, it's also finished. Now, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, if we'll be medayik their lashon, nichsai olecha. Now, all of a sudden, if we're medayik their lashon, they're talking about another case. Nichsai olecha. Now, nichsai olecha could very well mean, I'm asering only when it's my nechosim. When it's not my nechosim, I'm not asering. So Memele, the Ran had here a tremendous problem. The Gemara wanted to make a psa, alom de shemach loikis, din Rav Shmuel, and Rav Yochanan. Please, let's look at the Lashonis. Rav Yochanan Lishlokish is speaking about nichsai. Rav Shmuel is speaking about nechosim elu. So these don't long this, Gornish can long this. By Nechosim Eilu Alecha, everyone knows it's also. Nechsa, everyone knows it's Mutter. So what happened over here? Which is a Meridike problem. Oh. Then let us see that. Yeah. Yeah. Aber Kaponen, Rabbi Yechnen and Reish Lakish learned it's one bother. They learned it's one bother. It's one bove. They know the meiser dover shabishusai lechsheyetsi mirshusai afilu heiched the oman nechosim elu. The Gemara and the Havamina learned lav davke nichsai afilu isem nechosim elu. Inami afilu heiched the oman behed yeshuai seroi sam afilu lachesheyetsi mirshusai. Yeah. That's what the Gemara held. If the Gemara said, that's the machloikis, so nichsai is not the criteria. Yeah. V'have sviril on hochi, so now the Rana is, the Gemara held like that. What right do you have to hold like that? They say nichsai, and you're making, the Gemara held like that. V'have sviril on hochi, afal gav, the Rabbi Yochanan v'reish lokish, Loi Ayri Elo ben Nichsai. Lamai said only speaking about Nichsai. But you have to say it's Lav Davka Nichsai. The Bishleime Iyamrin and Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish Omri Hochi ben Nechosim Eilu. If we'll say that they hold that filu ben Nechosim Eilu, the halacha is that it's also mutam. That means before we had a problem, what is the reisha, what is the chiddush of the reisha? The reisha is, if he asked this mudar anor mimenu, so erev shvius, everything is also, yashikoyev. So that was too poshut. So he said, but he wants to tell us that in shvius will become mutar. So, sifangas a chiddush that it's nifka. So then, al kaponim, so the mishneh is a mahalach. The toneration mishum seifa uche de frishes. So that's pshat. Fa'af al gav, the omri rabbi yoich nevrish lokish nichsai. Ah, yich mei fein. So they said, "Love that kid, I'm a nichsay berchut, Ellen the Chosemeli, the Omer Rabbi Shmuel Kaimi." They're going to Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbi Shmuel said, "Nechosemeli, they're also going on Nechosemeli." The Nechosem Eilu Dinoi Kinichsay, the Chamosh in the Forish Lefonim. That's what they're saying. That Nechosem Eilu is the equivalent to Nichsay. I'm chaylik on you. You say Nechosem Eilu remains also. I hold that Filin Nechosem Eilu is also more, it's equivalent to Nichsay, because Ein Adam Oyser Dovo She'ene B'Shusay. She'yetze M'Shusay. The Gemara held like this. The Misa, the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Davke B'Nichsay Kamri. So then the whole thing doesn't make sense. It became Ashmi Netana the Masnisa. So what is the Tana telling us? Reish Vadi Loi Tzricha Lashmin. The Reish Noch Boshet. Before Shvi is, he is Mudar Anoi, now he's the Pegas, now he's to enter his Kark. Lovne Shvi is Chal Nidl Legamri. Vechiteima Mishum Seifa Nokat Lo. Oh, you wanted to happen the Reish to leave the Seifa. Lashminen, the Kivin, the Mikoga, Mikoga, Oma, Nichsai. Oh, since he said Nichsai, Kshigi Shvi is, Huta Mikzoshi Shal Nedel Zeh. So now, Achelik of the Nedel will become Huta because it's not Nichsai anymore. Dainil in Yenachile. Hanami Leitzich Lashmina. So that gives it tell us. If a person asked, calls man it's Nichsai, and it comes Shviyah, so it's not Nichsai anymore. So Memele the Pshita, the Beloshe Nichsai Le Mashma, Boi Shahoyo Bilshusoi. The Gedailo Mizushanina Bepirke de Lakama. That's no Chiddish. We have a Mishnah that tells us a bigger Chiddish. Umay Sina Lo Besomach Bishmaitni. Ha'oimel Lechaveiro. A person tells his chaver, "Koinam lebeischa she'ani nichnas." Now here, the mudder is making the hano. The nether. The mudder is making the nether. And he says, "Koinam lebeischa she'ani nichnas. Sodcha she'ani loikeach." Meis. What happens if that person, the chaver, died? By a neuder, to ask on himself, there's never a problem of nichsei chaveiroi. He started off with nichsei chaveiroi. So when he said Beischa, there's no problem. Oh, it's not Beischa anymore. He died. He sold it. There's no problem over there. Amrinen bot the chiyoma Beischa loy mashmel ba'oichu shaloi. But then we're not talking about if he can ask. So we say if he said Beischa, so he said Rachel bitra k'tana. I'm only asking cause man it's Beischa. So our Mishnah that speaks, so we have enough in the Mishnah that says if a neider says beischa, so the Isser is called man, it's beischa. It's meisay mochav, it's muta. Koskin legabi madel. Dikilis fuki imotzi osa lebotza sheyetzi milshusa. By a madel alachirim, the whole thing that you could oscillate is also a debatable Inyan. And he said also Beisi. He said Nichsai. The Pshita Milse, the Belosh and Nichsai Eina Oisa Labaydam Bershusai. The Vada Kiyoma Noider Beischa Oinechosecha, the Kiyoma Madir Beisi Oinichsai Lishoyne Shovinheim. So if a neider says beischa and the iser is only applicable, kozman it's beischa, but the minute it's not beischa, it's not applicable anymore. So memele if a madir will say nirsai, so it's zicher that's the only asa to shvius. Hilkach. So therefore, in Misa de Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish davke b'nichsa yomri, they're only speaking by nichsa, the ein odom davke b'nichsa yomri, the ein odom oisa, that he doesn't aser in shvi'is because it's not nichsa anymore. Tane de mas nisen loy ashme inon midi. So then the Tane doesn't tell us anything. Loy bereishe, veloy beseife. So he's not telling us anything. Bereishe, he says before shvius, he asked the noise, he's also the peiris, he's also leirid l'seichasod, yashikayet, that's poshet. The seife, if he said nichsai, so he's mutatit the peiris, that's also poshet. So therefore the Gemara held, we'll see later, the nichsai is a problem. Why they said it, but al kaponim, that's not pshat in Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Because if the criteria is nichsai, so then the Mishnah doesn't tell us anything. Not the Reish, not the Seif. V'chitayme. So the Ran says, no, maybe, no, let's stick to this. They say nichsai, so let's not go overboard. They said nichsai. Kula lashmeino, not the Mishnah is telling us, dini de shviyas, ain't a yayrid l'seich sedei and nokedla. No, he's telling us a chiddish in the Sefer. He's telling us a chiddish that he's not permitted to go into the field shviyas. The loitemo da aro nami rachmona afkere. That's the chiddish. The Gemara on the basis for Akasha. Why isn't he allowed to go in the field? Just like the Torah was mafkir the peiris, the Torah was mafkir the kalke kidei to take the peiris. So why is any yoyre l'seich sodeyu? The Gemara asked this kasha. Ukemash melon, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. You're looking for chiddushim? Who says the chiddush is in the peiris? The chiddush is in the kalke. That the kalke is also bishviyis. The lesser, Kamash Malon de Lesse, Mishem Taime de Omer le Kama, le Motzes Omre Toche. So it's coming to tell us that he has no right to go in. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. The Lamai Shinuya Benedor. So if that's the Chiddush, if the Chiddush of the Mishnah is to tell us that he's not permitted to enter the Kalkim, we hear two Mahalchim in the Gemara. Why isn't he permitted to enter the Kalkim? So Ula said, we're speaking about that the tree is Oymid Alagvul. So that's right, you have a like, right to enter the Kalkim if you need to enter the Kalkim to get the Peiris. So just like the Torah was Mafkir, the Peiris, L'cholechot V'echot, the Torah was mafke de kalke in order to get the peiros cholechet becha. That's what it says, Ula says, that's what it says in our Mishnah, that lo yeired l'soich sodeyu, is speaking about because the trees are on the boundary, so you don't have to enter the kalke. That's a lo yeired l'soich sodeyu. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Zokteran, so if that's the whole chiddush of the Mishnah, this Mishnah does not belong in Masechtas Nedarim. He hiding the boy lemisne leula dama lekam and boim demilonis ala gvulim. Have leila misnayu gabi dinemomnes. This is a chayshim mishpatik kishayil. This doesn't belong to Masechtas Nedarim. That means that even though alpi chayshim mishpat you have a right to enter Yenim's field in order to get the payers, that's if you can't get them from the outside. If you can get them from the outside, you have no right to enter the field. So that doesn't belong in Mesechnes Nedon. Inami b'shviyis, or say in Mesechnes Shviyis, but does not belong in Mesechnes Nedon. So you can't say that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is in Loyeret. Afilu l'Rab Shimon ben Eliyakim. Oh, now, according to Rab Shimon ben Eliyakim, the reason we're speaking about that the tree is in the middle of the field. And while Yerid Besaychasod, Xayra Shema Yishem. Oh, this is shine already. I mean, since you're Mudahano, so even though halachically you're permitted to enter the field in order to get the Peiris, because it's not his field, and it's not is Peiris, Afal Pikein, you're not permitted to enter the field because Zeir Hashem Yishe. So that's Hilchus Nadone. Afilu L'Rab Shimon Ben Eliyakim, the Omak Zeir Hashem Yishe Bamide L'Neiche. The Kuli Tani Lo, this whole Bobby made a neder before Shvius. And in Shvius, he's not allowed to go into the field. Mishumai Dini. The lesson is Shvius great. If that's all the Mishnah is telling us, so say, Hanoida Bishvius is Lo Yeired L'Soy Chasoda. That's all we have to know. We don't need this first case. If we will be medayik the nichsai and say such a pshat in Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, so then the Mishnah hot nishkem pshat. Elavadi Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish afilu benachosim meilu sviru lei. So al kolchoch Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish are speaking about nachosim meilu. They know them oisel. V'osilu hashtem as nisin shapa. So now the Mishnah is a mahalach. The toneration Mishnah Sefer. We're talking about the nether was made Erev Shviyiz. And when the nether was made, the peiris were his. So we saying even though the nether was Chalko's man, it wasn't Shviyiz. The minute it becomes Shviyiz. So that's what you need the ration to save it. The toneration Mishum Sefer, that even though the neder was made when the peiris were b'shusay, the minute the peiris are yotzas b'shusay, it's nifka the neder. But some of the chosim elon, telling us lomdis. The toneration Mishum Sefer, lashmiina. Tafilu hidiroi b'loshen the chosim elu. A nidroi chal la'ache sheyotza mishusoi. That the nether is not chal after sheyotza mishusoi. The lay tame. The chiheichi da oma gabi noida. The chi oma le bayis eshani nichlas. Just like you shouldn't make a mistake. But if a noida will say bayis ani nichlas, so there the din is. May say mochalacha also, there it's also. He said bayis, I didn't say beischa. He said bayis, so it doesn't matter if he died or if he sold him. The mitzvah efilalacha sheyotzim b'shusay. Hachi nami, so you should not say, ki direi chaveiro. Va'omer lei nich nechosem eilu delechel isur efilalacha sheyetzim nechosem ishus madil. There would be a mokim to say like that, the lesser. The hani mili benoider atzmoy, bayanoider, he says, bayise. The motzi yosar anav shei nichse chaveiroi. A person, anoider, can aser on himself nichse chaveiroi. Is a filu lache shei yotzam ishu, say, havulu nichse chaveiroi. What's the difference? If I'm asking your house now, Or I'm answering it after you die, so it's the Yoshim's house. There's a difference between you and the Yoshim, and myself, I cannot ask a nichse chaveiro yalai. Avol madeloi, the la'acher sheyotzo mirshusei, avol a nichse chaveiro. The minute it's yotzo mirshusei, it's nichse chaveiro, vein odom oisa nichse chaveiro yal chaveiro. V'osim as nisin shapir. So that's why the Gemara was not daunted from the Loshen Nichsai, Akochach Nichsai. That is not the criteria, because else the Mishnah wouldn't make sense. We have to know what we do with the Nichsai. It's problematic, but that's not Pshat and Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. So therefore the Gemara said, the Machloikis Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish is, if a person can ask a Dover Shohoye B'Shusai, L'Shiyei Tzim B'Shusai.